Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Basketball is a game that starts at the top of your roster. And, you know, most nights the team that steps on the floor with the best player has the best chance to win. It's just the way it works. So when you get a guy like him, and especially with the kind of competitor he is, he can help in all aspects of their game.
That is Magic head coach Steve Clifford talking about. Who do you think he's talking about? That's the better question. I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler, who will officially make his Sixers debut tonight when Philadelphia visits the Amway Center for a 7 o'clock tip time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the great Sunshine State. So here's what's on the docket today, and we have a jam-packed show, and it should be a lot of fun because I think what's going on in Philadelphia is fantastic, it's interesting, and it has kind of reshuffled the deck in the Eastern Conference a little bit, and that's what we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We'll talk about that in the first segment. We'll take your calls, 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. Text line is open. That's 50857. That is 50857. And segment number two, we'll be joined by the one and only Dennis Newman, get his take on what is going on with this Magic team as they close out a run where they've played eight games over the course of 13 nights. And the better number is during those first seven games that they've played during this run, they are 4-3. And they had an opportunity to extend it to 5-2 the other night, just couldn't close it out in Washington. They'll close out that run tonight with a very good Sixers team, but a Sixers team that has also had some road woes this year. So that is what we're talking about, but just a reminder, be there live at Amway Center when the Orlando Magic hosts defending champion, the Golden State Warriors, Thursday, February 28th at 7 p.m. Cheer on your team as they battle Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the rest of the Golden State Warriors for one of the biggest games of the season. Get your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic play the Warriors. All right, Cody, we're about 2 minutes into this show. Let's hit it.
What's trending now?
NBA bombshell out of Minnesota. Multiple reports say the Timberwolves have agreed to trade Jimmy Butler to the Philadelphia 76ers. The trade will send Butler and center Justin Patton to Philly. The T-Wolves are getting Dario Saric, Robert Covington, Jared Bayless, and a 2022 second-round pick.
I like the sound of it. It sounds really good. Now we just got to go out there and make some things happen. Talk is just that. It's just talk. When guys get out there and they know how to play basketball, which everybody on this roster does, it's all going to fall into place. I don't think that anybody's going to step on anybody's toes. I think everybody still has the same job to do, and everybody's expected to be the player that they always have been. That's why I think it's going to be so simple. I think that's the reason why everybody plays this game, is to win a championship. I mean, MVPs are great. Scoring titles are great. Defensive players of the year, great. But that trophy, getting that ring, knowing that for that point in time, you're the best team in the world. And that's the goal. That will always be the goal.
So that's a fantastic cut right there, right? Rings are good, or championships are better than individual accolades. And I will give Philadelphia and Elton Brand a lot of credit for deciding to make this deal. And making this deal, they essentially said that the Eastern Conference was about ready to pass us by and we needed to acquire an all-star, one, to pair with another all-star in Joel Embiid, and to pair with our rising young core in Ben Simmons. And on the other hand, it sent a big fat memo to the rest of the NBA that the process is no longer the process. The Sixers are ready to contend for championships and they're ready to play for an NBA Finals. The question is it good enough to even make them the top team in the Eastern Conference? And that is the real kind of trickle of this all, right? Because if you make a deal like this, you're all in. You're all in on the future of the Sixers. You're all in on Jimmy Butler as a member of your core. And you're all in on a championship opportunity this year. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145. My question to you: the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, isn't it? It was a five-player deal. You also acquired Justin Patton. But is it enough to get this team to an NBA Finals? Is it even enough to get this team to an Eastern Conference Finals, let alone make it and win it? Because as I sit here and I look at it right now, I think they're still third or fourth in the Eastern Conference. Now, a lot can change between now and February when the NBA trade deadline comes along. But when I look at this roster right now, I'm saying they're probably third in the NBA. Great young core, Joel Embiid, great. Ben Simmons, fantastic two-way player. Jimmy Butler, a bulldog. He can fight. He can grind. He can do everything that you want an NBA All-Star to do. Problem is, NBA now, you need a lot of spacing. And you need shooting. And this is a Sixers team that if you were to look at them today, and granted the sample size is small, it's 15 games in to an 82-game grind, they're 30th in the league in three-point shooting percentage. Yeah, you got J.J. Redick, but you need other guys, especially in that second unit. So 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145. Let's go to Rob, who we have on the line. Rob, how's it going, my man?
Oh, it's going great, Aaron. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful. What do you got
so,
for us?
You guys are talking the Jimmy Butler trade. I've been seeing on the Twitters that this might mean the end of Markelle Fultz in Philly. I was wondering if you thought that he would be a good reclamation project for a team needing a point guard if he does his days are numbered there. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. So Rob's general question is about Markelle Fultz, right? Everybody saw what happened the other night in Miami. The double-clutch free-throw attempt, the kind of awkward moment where he slipped and lost his shoe just inside the three-point arc. And then everyone's heard the story about Drew Hamlin, his shooting coach, who has also worked with Mo Bamba, who he's no longer talking to and hasn't been talking to for about the last 2.5 weeks. And if he is a good reclamation project, absolutely. The kid is 20 years old. Kids go through things in their early 20s. Kids go through things in their late 10s. People go through things in their late 20s, early 30s. And when you have that much skill, you don't give up on a guy like that. And I also think it speaks volumes to what the Sixers think of Markelle Fultz. Look, a lot has been made about him in his first 2 years in the NBA. And he's dealt with a lot of interesting topics. But for the Sixers to refuse to offer him in trades, that says a lot about what they think of him and his potential. And I value their patience with him, and I'm intrigued by where they think he will eventually go. Now, it also says a lot that the first game that Jimmy Butler plays for him, he's regulated back to the second five, and you bring J.J. Redick back in. That also shows that they're in win-now mode, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with his minutes going forward. All right, 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. Text line is also open. I believe we have Josh on the line. Josh, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Aaron?
Oh, wonderful. What do you got for us?
I'm just listening. You're talking about the Philadelphia Sixers picking up Jimmy Butler. And I'm thinking I can't take that team serious until they get Ben Simmons a jump shot. He's just a left-handed Australian Michael Carter Williams Jr.
I love that. That's a good analysis, Josh. I appreciate that. But here's the thing, you know, right? That was kind of what we were talking about 2 minutes ago. The Sixers, if they're going to be a serious contender in the Eastern Conference, have got to find shooting outside of J.J. Redick. Joel Embiid, very efficient scorer from inside the paint. Jimmy Butler, at times, a very streaky shooter. Everyone saw what he did earlier this year. I believe it was against the Lakers in Minnesota, where he was 5 of 5 in the fourth quarter against the Lakers, and he looked fantastic. And look, if you get that kind of Jimmy Butler every single night, it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be a lot of fun in Philly. But if you don't, you're going to struggle to shoot the ball. And this is a team that, as we spoke of earlier, is 30th in the league as far as three-point shooting percentage. They're 15th in the league in overall field goal percentage. And offensively, they have their woes. But at the same time, if Joel Embiid's going to go get you 35 every night, then I think you're going to be okay and you're going to be in a good situation. So the question that we pose to you guys, 50857 is the text line, that's 50857, is where does this move by the Sixers kind of put them in the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference? And kind of when you look and you analyze the top four teams in the Eastern Conference, I think you're thinking Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly, Boston. And I think going into the campaign, everybody would have sat here and said, oh, Celtics, clear-cut number one. Prodigy coach, young rising star, veteran all-star level point guard who's won an NBA championship, and then they have supporting all-stars around him. No doubt about it. Well, if I'm looking at it right now, I think the Celtics are probably fourth in that line. When I also look at it, I think the best player in the Eastern Conference, and you go back to that clip that we had of Steve Clifford earlier, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the Eastern Conference. I'd say that puts them ahead of the Celtics as well. So, what say you? 407-447-2145. Okay, we do have to duck in a quick break. When we return here in segment number two, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, we'll also be joined by the one and only Dennis Newman coming up. Hey, just a reminder, the Magic will debut their new City Edition jerseys, and they will also be in the Orlando Magic team shop next week. Match your hometown team with this jersey design that invites you to dream beyond limits. Reach for the stars and believe in magic. Stop by the team shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your City Edition jersey only available this season. All right, we're back with the D-Man right around the bend.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
I thought in the post we were good. You know, he hit 4 threes. And when he hits 4 threes, it's going to be hard.
I think when any player hits 4 threes, it's hard to contain him in that particular game. But when it's your center, and when over the course of his last few ball games, he's averaged at least 35 points and 18 boards, it's even harder. Joel Embiid is a fantastic basketball player, and I don't just say that because he went to Kansas and, you know, Jayhawk pride, rock chalk. I say it because right now he's probably the best center in the NBA, and he's probably one of the best followers on Twitter and Instagram. So go check it out. Tonight it is the Magic and the Philadelphia 76ers. That game will consummate beginning at 7 p.m. tonight. Tickets are still available. All you got to do, go to OrlandoMagic.com, click under the ticket tab. You can get them right on your phone, and you know what? You can go downtown, you can have a good time, and then you can watch the Magic and the Sixers as the Magic debut their new city jerseys. And I don't know what is a bigger debut, the debut of the city jerseys or the debut of one Jimmy Butler for the Philadelphia 76ers. I have a feeling it's the latter. Okay, let's go down I-4 from our Maitland studios all the way to the beautiful Amway Center and up to the radio deck as we welcome in the one and only Dennis Newman as the Magic gets set to take on the Sixers. Dennis, how's it going, my man?
Very good tonight. How are you doing tonight, Aaron?
Oh, you know, I'm a little bit under the weather, but I'm trying to get there, and I'm trying to get my energy back up. But I'll tell you what, Dennis, I'm sure this Magic team is happy to finish out this run. You know, we talked about this run at the start of it. It was, It was 8 games over the course of 13 nights. That closes out tonight, and then they will get 2 days off. But for what we've seen from this Magic team during that span, it is very encouraging, is it not?
I think it is, and especially so, I think, if you think, Aaron, you played, you know, what, the last 6 without Jonathan Isaac, you're starting power forward. So, absolutely. I mean, you've gone 4-2 over the last 6 without Isaac, and you've done a good job. What'd you say, 4-3, I guess, over the stretch you're talking about, 8 games in 13 days. So, you listen to Steve Clifford. He seems to like what he's seeing, and, you know, he watches enough tape, he should know. He likes what his players are doing. They had a great chance, I thought, the other night to win that game in Washington. Unfortunately, I think the free throw line got to them when they went in the penalty early. But outside of that, a terrific night played, I thought, the night before in New York. So some good things, but you're going to have to keep it going tonight, I think, against a better basketball team than either one of those teams, New York or Washington.
Yeah, and probably realistically, one of the top 4 teams in the Eastern Conference right now. You mentioned Jonathan Isaac. What is his status going into tonight's game?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. He will play. He's ready to go. He's practiced a couple of times. You know, it's the interesting thing to me, he's going to come off the bench. He won't start. Now, remember, he started the 8 games before he went down, but he will come off the bench. And, you know, you can look at that a couple of ways. First of all, you're 4-2 with him out of the lineup and Wes in there. You know, talk to Richie. Coaches don't like to change when things are going well. It had nothing to do with Jonathan Isaac. It's just things are going well now. Don't mess it up. And that might be part of it, but I think some of it, too, might be guarding Ben Simmons tonight. Now, if you remember up there, we put Fournier, I think, to start on Simmons. We switched Augustine off, and I think he had Fultz. It's a lot different tonight. There are a lot of different pieces tonight, but whatever it is, Steve Clifford says, I'm going to bring Isaac off the bench tonight, and Wes Iwundu will stay in there.
That is a very interesting. You know, I was listening to Coach Clifford down at today's shoot-around. He mentioned that he was going to be on a minutes restriction possibly, but didn't mention if he was going to start or not. So it's really interesting that he will come off the bench. I'll tell you what, Dennis, though, one guy who got a lot of praise during today's shoot-around was Terrence Ross, and I think it is very well-deserved. You look over the course of his last two basketball games, 43 points total. He's posted 20 points in each of his last two. How much is Terrence Ross feeling it right now? But more importantly, how much are his teammates looking to find him in the rhythm of the offense?
Yeah, that's what we're starting to see, and that's a great point. You're seeing guys, I think initially when they've got the ball with that backup unit, they're looking for T. Ross because they know how hot he is right now. You know, just what did you say, 51% over the last six, and really making a lot of threes just in the last couple of games against New York and Washington. So I couldn't be happier for Terrence Ross. I know how difficult that was for him last year as he sat out, just watched this team and play and struggle all season long, wasn't able to go, fought hard so he could get back and play a little bit at the end of the year. But now he's ready to go here and is playing so well. And I really think the best is yet to come this season from Terrence Ross. You know, you watched him play in Toronto when he was really their key backup guy coming off that Raptors bench. This guy is a solid NBA player. And when he's making threes like he is now, it is absolutely dangerous to opponents.
I was going to say, Dennis, it's six straight games now at double figures. Five of those six, he's had at least 15. We knew that this Magic bench needed some kind of a scoring punch, and Terrence Ross has provided that. It's also kind of funny, you know, we were down at today's shoot-around, and you asked some of his teammates if they saw this coming, and they just kind of laughed it off. They said, we spent all summer with this guy. We knew the work that he was putting in. But it is nice to finally see it come to fruition a little bit.
Yeah, and he is stoked to be back. There's no question about it. And I think we're seeing, too, a leadership part of Terrence Ross that maybe we didn't get to see last year because he didn't play. He was out. But you've seen that, especially with the really younger guys. I think he's trying to help them out, trying to help them know where to be and what they're trying to do, both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. And, you know, that's great for this team. You know, over the last couple of years, I think it's been hard to pinpoint, you know, who is the leader on this team. This year, it seems like you got three or four guys that have really stepped up. I think Aaron and Evan both have made a conscious effort to try to lead and help younger guys, even though neither one of those guys is an ancient player in the league, but trying to help the newer guys get acclimated. And Terrence Ross, one of those as well here as we start out.
Right now, talking with our very own Dennis Newman. You can catch him beginning at 7 o'clock. You can catch Magic Tonight with Brandon Kravitz coming up here in about 12 minutes along the Magic Radio Network. And, you know, Dennis, I'd be remiss, but I think the big storyline heading into the Amway Center tonight is that new shiny car that the Sixers have in Jimmy Butler. How do you see him fitting in? Also, how hard is that for Brett Brown kind of implementing a player like that?
Well, I'll tell you what are there, 30 coaches in the NBA? I'll bet 30 of them would say, give me that hard job of implementing the two-time All-Star, the All-NBA defender. I'll figure it out. Yeah, just give him to me, and I'll figure out, make it work. I think this is going to go really well for Philadelphia. Now, tonight, you know, it's a mixed bag. You never know when a team joins a ball club midseason what's going to happen in those first, really, two or three games. But Butler plays so hard, and he defends so well. I think he's going to give this team a great piece. Not that this team isn't a tough defensive team already, but I think he's just going to make them better. Now they've got three legitimate all-star pieces with Simmons and Embiid and now Jimmy Butler. This is going to be a tough team to contend with come playoff time.
But, Dennis, wouldn't you say the price to acquire him was pretty steep in giving up Dario Saric as well as Robert Covington?
Yeah, I'm a big Covington guy. I always liked what he did. I thought he was the soul of this team. I really did. But as good a defender at times he was and shooter, I think they bring that in with Butler as well. I mean, this guy, Jimmy Butler, is as good a defender, if not better, you know, an all-NBA defender. And Covington, good outside shooter. I don't know if Jimmy's a good outside shooter. I think Covington has had some pretty good years, last couple of years, shooting it out there. And that might be the piece, as you read about this Sixers team, that might be what they need to add. I don't know, though. You know, this Furkan Korkmaz, you look at what he's done the last couple since they traded away Saric and Covington. He's shot it pretty well, and that's why they drafted this kid. He was a first-round pick, remember, back in 2016, and a shooter. We'll see. We'll see if he can turn into something. He's going to have to do it quickly. And interesting about Korkmaz, too, they did not pick up his option for next year. And that almost seemed a little premature, but I think more so that gives them space to operate in the offseason with free agency. But they opted not to pick up his option for the following season. So we'll see what he does. If he has a big finish to this year, Furkan Korkmaz is going to have a big offseason.
Very, very interesting. Okay, Dennis, I have to ask you about this because I did take one call in the first segment that asked about Markelle Fultz. And you know, if the Sixers were ready to give up on him, I'm at no point ready to give up on the first overall pick. And what was it, the 2017 NBA draft? And at no point should the Sixers be ready to give up on this guy, right?
No, I don't think they are, Aaron. I really don't. 21 years old, you know, obviously he had some health problems. He had some shooting problems. They've tried to rework that, and I think he still does. There's no question about that, although it's better. But, yeah, no chance in life that they're going to give up on him just yet. Unless, you know, you never know what the offer might be from somebody else. Somebody else might think Markelle Fultz is going to be a star in this league and is willing to give them a veteran shooter. Maybe that would be enough. But I don't think this group, and especially Brett Brown, I don't think they've given up on Markelle Fultz.
I was going to say the acquisition cost was too high just to go from 3-1 to do it in 2 years. But other than that, you still see the talent. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you guys in about, 15 minutes when you join Brandon on the network.
Thanks, AB. Always good to be with you.
Always good to be with you, too. That is Dennis Newman live from the Amway Center. It is the Magic and the Sixers getting set for 7 o'clock tip time tonight. Tickets are still available. You can find them at OrlandoMagic.com. Well, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante is back in his chair tomorrow, and guess who he has on? The head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, drops by. He'll take your calls. He'll take your tweets. He'll do everything you want. Well, maybe not everything. But you never know. All right, we're back same time, same place tomorrow. See you guys. This has been Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.